Well, today is the first Sunday of Advent, and once again we begin our journey to Bethlehem, the place where Christ will be born. But we're not quite there yet. As we read from Matthew today, Jesus himself is still telling parables and making predictions, warning those listening to be ready for the unexpected arrival of the Son of Man. Each week, you will get one step closer to that holy night, that miracle in a place which seems so unfit for such an awesome event. But was it? Did he not come as one of us? Did he not live as one of us? He didn't live in castles. He wasn't a king as we think of kings today. He was just like us, but a little bit special. On this Sunday of hope, as we walk the next 4 weeks on this holy journey, my hope is that his message of equality, justice, love, and peace for all will finally become a reality. So now, let's take a moment to begin with our time of centering. As you sit in your pew, feel a solid support at your back. Allow yourself to settle into your breath. Close your eyes and notice any tension in your body. No need to change them now, but just notice them and see what they might have to teach you during this time. Ask the Holy Spirit to be with you, to nurture that in you that needs nurturing. Now take in one deep breath and slowly let it out. The situation in our world is frightening, and many of us are experiencing deep anxieties. More than ever, we find we are being tested in our faith. Today, let us hope and pray that the Lord will deepen our faith during the weeks of Advent and will fill us with peace and joy, those things which belong to God's kingdom. Hope is so much more than optimism. And as we walk our Advent journey once again to that holy place in Bethlehem, allow yourself the luxury of living hopefully in the midst of all that is happening in our world at this time. And if you can, remember the words of Paul found in Romans, who said, "Our hope is not deceptive because the Holy Spirit has already been poured into us." Let's remember these words as we begin our service with our lighting of the Christ candle. We don't have children. Who wants to be a child? Oh, somebody wants to be a child. Oh, thank you, John. Whoops.
I was just being a child there.